Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. They may not have the same name recognition as Rodgers and Hammerstein or Lerner and Lowe, but the songwriting duo of Schwartz and Dietz nevertheless made significant contributions to the American songbook. From the 1920s through the 1960s, composer Arthur Schwartz and lyricist Howard Dietz wrote Broadway musicals like The Bandwagon and Inside USA, and their songs like You and the Night and the Music or That's Entertainment were championed by singers like Fred Astaire, Tony Bennett, Mel Torme, and more. This week on the program, we'll explore the standards written by this underrated songwriting pair. It's Dancing in the Dark, the songs of Schwartz and Dietz, coming up next on Afterglow.
Everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh. You can make them cry. Anything, anything can go. A show that is really a show sends you out with a kind of a glow, and you say as you go on your way, that's entertainment. A song that is winging along or a dance with a touch of romance is the art that appeals to the heart. That's entertainment. I think we're a hit and we'll go on from there. We played a charade that was lighter than air, a good old-fashioned affair. As we sing this finale, we hope goes up your alley. No death like you get in Macbeth, no ordeal like the end of Camille. This goodbye brings a tear to the eye. The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. Change your attitude. Give a tug to your tie. Put a crease in your pants. But if you really want to feel fine, give your shoes a shine. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart with a singable happy feeling. A wonderful way to start, to face the world every day with a dee-da-lum-dee-da-da, little melody that is making the worrying world go by. When you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky beat, you find a lot of what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the day. Give it up, Ralph. Start the
two songs by composer Arthur Schwartz and lyricist Howard Dietz that each appeared in the 1953 MGM film musical The Bandwagon, starring the great Fred Astaire. Just now we heard the song A Shine on Your Shoes, which was originally written for the 1932 stage musical revue Flying Colors. And before that, the popular tune That's Entertainment, which was written by Schwartz and Dietz expressly for the 1953 MGM film. That song basically became MGM's theme song in the 1950s. Those recordings both come from Tony Bennett's 1993 Fred Astaire tribute album called Steppin' Out. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the songs of the Broadway songwriting duo of Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. For composer Arthur Schwartz, born in Brooklyn in the year 1900, songwriting was just a hobby. He received almost no formal training. Instead, he studied English and law at both Columbia and New York University. In 1925, he opened a fairly successful law firm in New York City, but kept writing music only on the side. Likewise for lyricist Howard Dietz, born in New York City in 1896. He studied journalism at Columbia and wrote lyrics merely as a side project for many years, while working primarily as an advertising agent. Fun fact, Dietz was actually the ad agent who suggested to a young film producer named Samuel Goldwyn, then based in New Jersey, that his new motion picture company, Goldwyn Pictures, should use a lion for its logo. That lion, later named Leo the Lion, would go on to become the famous MGM Lion when Goldwyn moved out to Hollywood. Howard Dietz actually held the position as the head of publicity for MGM until 1957, after he had already established himself as a songwriter. The story of the Schwartz and Dietz partnership actually begins back in 1924, when Schwartz, the composer, was working at a summer camp with the then-unknown lyricist Lorenz Hart. Schwartz and Hart formed a bond as fledgling songwriters, and even wrote a song together at the camp called I Love to Lie Awake in Bed. The song, however, went nowhere, but Schwartz held onto that melody. 5 years later, it was Larry Hart who suggested to his old friend Arthur Schwartz that he should forget about his law firm for a year and pursue songwriting in earnest. Schwartz agreed. He eventually connected with a Broadway producer who put him in touch with a potential songwriting partner, an ad agent and lyricist by the name of Howard Dietz. The first Schwartz and Dietz collaboration came in 1929 for the Broadway revue called The Little Show. Their big breakout hit from that show was based on that old summer camp melody that Schwartz had written with Lorenz Hart. Dietz added new lyrics to the tune, turning it into the song, I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan. Let's hear that song now. This is Mel Torme in 1961 with the Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz song, I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan, on Afterglow.
I beheld her and was conquered at the start, and placed her on a pedestal apart. I planned a little hideaway that we would share someday. When I met her, I unfolded all my dream and told her how she'd fit into my scheme of what bliss is. Then the blow came when she gave her name as Mrs. Oh, I guess I have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. I overlooked that point completely until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, All that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one girl I found. Before I knew where I was at, found myself upon the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one girl, the one girl, the one girl I found. I guess I'll have to change my plan around. Oh, give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me, dear.
Some little something meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be.
Though I'll pray for you, night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by when you are far away. Some little something meaning love cannot die.
Meaning love cannot die.
No matter where you chance to be.
Though I'll pray for you, night and day for you,
it'll see me through like a child. So give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me.
A few songs by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. Just now we heard Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney from their radio program together in 1953 with Something to Remember You By. That originally comes from the 1930 Schwartz and Dietz musical Three's a Crowd. Starting that set, a song from the 1929 review, The Little Show, called I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan, sung there by Mel Torme in 1961. Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's next musical was the first where the pair wrote the complete score, and it also became one of their most successful. The Bandwagon, from 1931, starred Fred Astaire with his sister Adele, featuring a story co-written by the later Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright George S. Kaufman. and it was one of the first Broadway shows to have a revolving stage. It was later made into a successful MGM film, starring Fred Astaire, in 1953. The show also included one of Schwartz and Dietz's most memorable and celebrated songs. I'll play that now. This is Fred Astaire himself, in 1952, from his album The Astaire Story, performing the Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz song, Dancing in the Dark, on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. What though love is old? What though song is old? Through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine. Dear one, tell me that we're one. Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark.
Got brand new suit, got a brand new tie, got a brand new twinkle in my eye. Do you know the reason why? Got a brand new girl, and I want this view. She's the reason why. I got a brand new tie in a brand new suit. When I'm with her, gotta look my best. Put on my tan shoes, gray spats, double-breasted vest. Gonna wear my stick pin, the T-clap foil, with the brand new tie, the brand new, brand new girl.
Louis Armstrong in 1935 with the Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz song Got a Brand New Suit, a song originally performed by Ethel Waters that same year in the musical At Home Abroad. Before that, Fred Astaire with Oscar Peterson in 1952 and the Schwartz and Dietz song Dancing in the Dark, originally from the 1931 musical The Bandwagon. Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's next musical review after The Bandwagon, titled Flying Colors, was not nearly as successful. However, it did provide one solid jazz standard, and a few songs that showed up in the film version of The Bandwagon in 1953, like A Shine on Your Shoes and Louisiana Hayride. I'll play for you now that enduring jazz standard, called Alone Together, which has been performed by jazz stars like Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, Bill Evans, Chet Baker, and many more. Here is singer Joe Williams in 1961 with the Schwartz and Dietz song Alone Together on Afterglow.
Alone together, beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. Alone together, the blinding rain, the starless night, we're not in vain, for we're together. And what is there to fear together? Our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can be. And we can weather the great unknown if we're alone together. Thank you. our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as love can be, and we can weather the great unknown if we're alone together.
A song from the 1932 musical Flying Colors, written by songwriters Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. That was Joe Williams in 1961 with the jazz standard Alone Together. We'll have more from the Schwartz and Dietz songbook in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the songs of composer Arthur Schwartz and lyricist Howard Dietz this hour, a somewhat lesser-known songwriting pair from the American Songbook. In the mid-1930s, Schwartz and Dietz expanded their musical output. Up until this point, they had been writing songs almost exclusively for musical revues, stage shows that were combinations of songs, dances, and sketches designed to show off their performers, but fairly light on any kind of plot. In 1934, they turned their attention to book musicals, shows that centered around a single story, with the songs and dances contributing to that story in some way, similar to most musicals as we know them today. The first of these book musicals for Schwartz and Dietz was the show Revenge with Music, to which Dietz wrote the book. It was based on a steamy Spanish folktale of seduction, political intrigue, and revenge. Let's hear two songs from that show now, both of which Schwartz considered to be among his best melodies. I'll start with Frank Sinatra at the end of 1960 from his reprise album Ring-a-Ding-Ding, and the Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz song, You and the Night and the Music, on Afterglow.
You and the night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one? After the night and the music are done, until the pale light of dawning and daylight, hearts will be throbbing guitars. Morning may come without warning and take away the star. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I have you? Mm-hmm. after the night and the music, they're all done. Until the pale light of dawning and daylight, hearts will be throbbing guitars. Morning may come without warning and then take away the stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I have you?
Every day is a brand new day when you are mine. But the moment you go away, no sun will shine. Your love is my reward. Each night I thank the Lord. Tell me till time is done, we'll be one. If there is someone lovelier than you, then I am blind, a man without a mind. If there is someone lovelier than you, but no, I am not blind. My eyes have traveled everywhere in hope that I might find a creature half so fair. If there is someone lovelier than you, by all that's beautiful, such beauty
singer Dick Hames in 1955 with the ballad If There Is Someone Lovelier Than You, and before that Frank Sinatra in 1960 with You and the Night and the Music. Both of those songs come from the 1934 book musical Revenge with Music by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. The musical, sadly, was a failure and ran for only about 150 performances. That last song, If There Is Someone Lovelier Than You, also showed up as a song Schwartz and Dietz wrote for a weekly musical comedy series on the radio called The Gibson Family, the first series of its kind. The duo wrote nearly 100 songs in total for the series in 1936, many of which were recycled for, or from, their stage musicals. The next show for composer Arthur Schwartz and lyricist Howard Dietz was the 1937 musical Between the Devil, yet another book musical written by Dietz. This one revolves around the plot of a man who remarries because he mistakenly believes his wife has died. Like Revenge with Music, the show was a flop. But also like Revenge with Music, the show produced not one, but two songs that have gone on to become standards. Let's hear them now. First up is Doris Day in 1957 with the Schwartz and Dietz song, I See Your Face Before Me, on Afterglow.
I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There is your face before me. You are my only thing. It doesn't matter where you are. I can see how fair you are. I close my eyes and there. Always, if you could share the magic, if you could see me too, there would be nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your wonderful face before me.
Joke. I'll go my way by myself. This is the end of romance. I'll go my way by myself. Love is only a dance. I'll try to apply myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself, like a bird on a wing. I'll face the unknown, I'll build a world of my own. No better than I myself. I'm by myself alone.
Singer Helen Merrill and arranger Gil Evans with the song By Myself. That's from her 1956 album titled Dream of You. Before that, Doris Day in 1957 from her album titled Day by Night with the tune I See Your Face Before Me. Both of those songs come from the 1937 Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz musical Between the Devil. After two Broadway flops of Revenge with Music and Between the Devil, Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz parted ways for several years. Dietz kept busy by focusing on publicity work for the film studio MGM and eventually working on publicity for the U.S. Treasury Department, trying to raise money for war bonds. Schwartz, on the other hand, stayed committed to writing music. Schwartz wrote songs for Broadway musicals, Hollywood films, and even the Hit Parade, working with a number of lyricists over the years besides Howard Dietz. This includes Dorothy Fields, Frank Lesser, Leo Robin, Ira Gershwin, and Yip Harburg. I'll play two songs now with music by Schwartz, one dating from the 1930s and the other from the 1950s. I'll start with a song he wrote in 1934. Here is Peggy Lee in 1957 with a song written by Arthur Schwartz and lyricist Yip Harburg. This is Then I'll Be Tired of You on Afterglow.
I'll be tired of you when stars are tired of gleaming, when I am tired of dreaming, then I'll be tired of you. This I know is true, when winds are tired of blowing, when grass is tired of growing, then I'll be tired of you. Till day is night, till wrong is right, till birds refuse to sing. Beyond the years, the echo of my only love will still be whispering, whispering. If my throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be tired of you.
Nothing that I know here on this earth good enough for you. So if I want to show you all your worth, I'd have to try shopping up in the sky. I'll buy you a star, not just a star, but the best one in the sky. You'll have a cloud to sleep on, a cloud as light as an angel's sigh. A fine silver chain made from the rain of a summer afternoon. I'll buy you star, my darling, but I won't rest until I buy the chain made from the rain of a summer afternoon. I'll buy you a star, my darling, but I won't rest until I buy the until I buy the moon.
Johnny Mathis in 1961 with the Arthur Schwartz and Dorothy Fields song I'll Buy You a Star. That originally comes from the duo's 1951 musical A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Schwartz and Fields first worked together in 1939 on the musical Stars in Your Eyes, starring Ethel Merman and Jimmy Durante. Before that, a song written by Arthur Schwartz and Yip Harburg in 1934. That was Peggy Lee with Then I'll Be Tired of You, recorded with Nelson Riddle in 1957. After 11 years of working separately, composer Arthur Schwartz and lyricist Howard Dietz teamed up again in 1948 for their last great musical collaboration, the musical review Inside USA. Based loosely on the 1947 travel memoir of the same name by author John Gunther, this musical ended up being a success, running for over 300 performances and producing several memorable songs, both romantic and comical. In the years that followed, Schwartz and Dietz teamed up a few more times, including for the musicals The Gay Life in 1961 and Jenny in 1963, neither of which had much success. Their biggest success came with the aforementioned 1953 film version of their earlier hit musical, The Bandwagon, which revived many of their older tunes and introduced the world to probably their last great single song, the showstopper That's Entertainment. Howard Dietz had mostly retired by the 1960s after being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Schwartz, on the other hand, remained a dedicated musical craftsman, writing for the stage, for film, and for television, and even serving as the director of the performing rights organization ASCAP for several decades. His son Jonathan became a noted advocate for the Great American Songbook as a DJ on New York radio for many years as well. Composer Alec Wilder once said of Arthur Schwartz that he wrote, quote, some of the finest American songs in existence, end quote. Of course, no fine songwriter found success without fine words to sing. And about that specific art, Howard Dietz himself once said, quote, a good lyric writer can put words to music and have it come out as though he'd put music to words. I'll close off this hour of songs by Schwartz and Dietz with two songs from Inside USA, beginning with a lovely, haunting ballad. This is Joe Stafford in 1950 with the Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz song, Haunted Heart, on Afterglow.
In the night, though we're apart, there's a ghost of you within my heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance, lips that laugh, eyes that dance, haunted heart, won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart, be still. It's you who must belong to me, and thrill my haunted heart, be still my haunted heart.
Copper comes from Arizona, peaches come from Georgia, and lobsters come from Maine. the wheat fields of the sweet fields of Nebraska. And Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Old whiskey comes from old Kentucky. Ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue. And you, you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Cotton comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spuds from Idaho. They plow land in the cowland of Missouri, where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow. Grand Canyons come from Colorado, gold comes from Nevada, divorces also do. And you, you come from Rhode Island, little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Pencils come from Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia, and tents from Tennessee. They know mink where they grow mink in Wyoming. A camp chair in New Hampshire, that's for me. And minnows come from Minnesota, coats come from Dakota. But why should you be blue? For you, you come from Rhode Island. Don't let them ride Rhode Island. It's famous for you.
Blossom Dearie in 1960 with Rhode Island is Famous for You. Before that, Joe Stafford a decade earlier with Haunted Heart. Both of those songs come from the 1948 musical review Inside USA, one of the last great musicals by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.